My friends, welcome. The United Nations is now exercising censorship of the internet at the domain name level, which is to say we're not talking about a post on Facebook or a tweet on Twitter. We're talking about entire privately hosted websites going offline summarily, disappearing from the internet because their DNS records, their domain name, no longer resolves. This represents a new extent, how far they're willing to go to keep the internet a completely controlled ideological echo chamber. Because at first, like I said, it was just social media posts disappearing. But when people complained about that, the response was typically, well, go start your own platform. Of course, that proved not to work either, because when Gab started up, it turned out that Microsoft pulled their cloud hosting out from underneath them. And so they had to go get their own machines. The same thing happened to Parler when Amazon pulled out Amazon Web Services out from underneath them. They literally took away the infrastructure that these two companies were using to try and start their own platforms. So then the game became stand up your own infrastructure, right? Your own machines, get a data center, and build your services there. But now even that won't help because the very backbone of the internet, using the domain names to resolve down to IPs, is being controlled by these registrars who are complying with these takedown notices from the United Nations CTAD, the Counterterrorism Executive Directorate. So I want to talk about this tonight because it is extremely dangerous and it represents the reality that these people will not stop until they control every aspect of speech, online and offline. Let's talk about this a bit. I'm Christian and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And this was first reported by Chad Chaddington, who is a journalist. You can find his Telegram channel at The Real Chad Chaddington. And Chad shared this message, which was sent to the owner of a website who was taken off the internet. When the website owner wrote to their domain name registrar, Two Cows, to say, hey, what's going on here? Where's my website? It's not resolving anymore. The registrar wrote back and said, hi, thanks for writing us. Your domain name was reported to Enom by the UN Counterterrorism Executive Directorate. As such, we took action to ensure that the domain does not resolve. People can't get to your website. Doesn't matter how many machines and however many data centers, it's offline. No one can find it in accordance with our user agreement. So if you're on a domain registrar like Epic with Rob Monster, CEO, talking about free speech, well, maybe you are insulated from this at this point. But if you're on GoDaddy or Two Cows or any of these big tech, heavily compliant website registrars, it's game over, right? All it takes, apparently, is a single message from the United Nations and your website disappears. Now, here's why this is important. The World Economic Forum has been talking for some time about combating online extremism and hate speech. And they've been asking, are we at a turning point? It's just like the article yesterday. Are we at a turning point? Is now the time to actually take better control over these things? Quote, as our digital and physical worlds continue to collide, our online safety, which is based on the content we create, see, and share, will become our personal safety. So they're conflating these two things. This is a quote from someone at the World Economic Forum. And even more interestingly, I thought, was the way that they're phrasing this. We're going to, quote, have to create a vocabulary to talk about how friends fall down the wrong YouTube hole and then come out speaking an entirely different language. What they're describing here is people waking up, right? That's what this is about. That's what they want to stop. They don't want people falling down the wrong rabbit hole and learning about the powers that shouldn't be and what's actually going on in this world. And it is not a secret conspiracy. All you have to do is look at sites like the World Economic Forum to read an open plan about taking over the world. But that's not going to be allowed. And that's why the United Nations Counterterrorism Executive Directorate has been issuing reports for years, but especially this year, 2021, they came out with this document, Countering Terrorism Online with Artificial Intelligence. This document comes straight from, here you can see, the UN's Office of Counterterrorism Executive Director, the CTED, that's who we're talking about here, who's now apparently sending out takedown letters for privately hosted websites, successfully. They're taking total control over the internet. And in section 4 from the report, Automated Content Moderation and Takedown, We read about social media channels and web pages, privately hosted websites. And they want to take control over everything. Need to be controlled. We need to deplatform them, which is the action or practice of preventing someone holding views regarded as unacceptable or offensive from contributing to a forum or debate by blocking them and their website. The report goes on to also mention that AI models can be trained to filter out specific content fitting specific criteria, because the goal here, continuing, is we want to prevent the spread of harmful narratives. Narrative being a key word here, because we just heard Klaus Schwab say how important it is that that the World Economic Forum crafts the great narrative, right? The story of how the world became the technocracy they want it to be. What sort of harmful narratives are we talking about? We can read from section 3, detecting misinformation and disinformation spread by terrorists for strategic purposes. While the phenomenon of mis and disinformation is not new, the capability for fake news to reach wide audiences at low costs is unprecedented. While the fabrication or distortion of information is not necessarily illegal, it can be harmful. It's not illegal, but we don't like it. We want the narrative, right? They want total control over what you are allowed to see and hear online. And now we're seeing even what you're able to publish. They want to keep you from even putting it up there. Of course, then they cite how the COVID-19 pandemic is always, it's COVID. We're going to see people were posting bad things, and we have to take that information offline. We have to get it off before it's even published. The report doesn't just stop at publishers, though. We read from section 2, we can also identify red flags of radicalization. A further artificial intelligence use case for countering terrorism online concerns the use of AI to help identify individuals who are at risk of radicalization, right? Who are at risk of falling down the wrong rabbit hole and believing the things we don't want them to believe. Radicalization may be a complex social phenomenon, and the path is very personal and political, but machine learning techniques such as NLP can provide support to law enforcement and counterterrorism agencies. For example, NLP can be used to identify keywords that may indicate the state of radicalization of a social media account or the vulnerability of an individual to terrorist narratives. So if someone starts wrongthink, if you start posting any indication that you're questioning the official narrative, then bloop, bloop, you're going to trigger an alarm, and the agencies will get an alert that says, hey, this guy needs to be pushed back over into the right direction. In this, we've already seen went live last year when it came out that Google was offering data to law enforcement based on certain search terms. So again, if you search for the wrong thing in the wrong search engine, like Google or Bing or any of those big tech companies, you are just openly submitting yourself to perfect surveillance and asking for the government to watch everything you're looking at. It's madness. You better be doing any real research through a site like DuckDuckGo, and probably using Tor if you're being serious about it. But stepping back, they also offer that when people search for those wrong think kinds of things, well, if it matches these predefined indicators, then we can just shove some corrective material in their face. Just put the right propaganda right on all sides. Put on the horse blinders, ladies and gentlemen. Advertisements with positive, de-radicalizing content are triggered, and users are redirected to ads or curated videos on a YouTube channel designed to refute the wrong think. No, it's safe and effective, right? If you start searching for side effects. No. Safe and effective. They're going to nudge you right back where you're supposed to go. So why is this important? It's because we're not really talking about ISIL, right? Which is what the document frames. Oh, it's all about terrorists and violent extremists. And we're certainly not just talking about injections. In fact, this piece from the Institute for Strategic Dialogue makes it clear that climate change is now at the intersection of hate, disinformation, and extremism. So if you search for the grand solar minimum, if you look at solar cycles, all of a sudden, you're in the wrong space. And you're not allowed to think about that. And we can surface some things that talk about your carbon footprint and whip you back into shape. I'm going to stop here and talk more about this article in a future video. I realize I've been waiting on that, and I'll share why that's the case when I finally get there. But for now, I think this speaks for itself. The United Nations has taken control even over privately hosted websites. Even those folks don't have a chance at publishing the wrong kinds of ideas online. So let's leave it there for now. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find this report and all my reports on Ice Age for now, still at iceagefarmer.com. If you appreciate this broadcast, please do help me keep it running. As I said, it takes resources to host a site privately and to do all this infrastructure that is really the last option to try and evade this censorship. And I do host my domain at Epic, where they're talking about free speech. So these are the ways that you can try and insulate yourself for as long as possible against these encroaching forces. But what we're seeing is a relentless attack against free speech online. So thanks for watching. If you want, you can support my work via Patreon still somehow, or at iceagefarmer.com/support. I list a few ways that you can help keep this broadcast running. And thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, be well.